Omicron isn't finished with us yet. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. still averaging more than 400,000 COVID cases per day, but that is down more than a third from the previous seven-day average. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says hospitalizations are also declining, and those cases are disproportionately people not vaccinated or boosted.
These data confirm that vaccination and boosting continue to protect against severe illness and hospitalization, even during the Omicron surge.
During today's White House COVID briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci offering support for further study of COVID's origins to better respond to future outbreaks, but he also emphasized the bat-related findings in previous coronavirus and MERS outbreaks. President Biden wants to cut cancer deaths in the U.S. in half in 25 years.
I know of nothing, as I think my colleagues would say, that's more bipartisan than take on this fight and fundamentally change cancer as we know it. It's a mission that can truly unify the nation.
When he was vice president, he lost his son Beau to brain cancer. Relaunching the Cancer Moonshot program started by President Obama. The president's agenda could remain on hold for a while in the 50-50 Senate after a freshman Democrat, New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan, suffered a stroke. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor today.
I was glad and relieved to hear that he is expected to make a full recovery. And all of us are rooting for him every step of the way.
Fox News confirming Lujan is expected to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. A voluntary evacuation of thousands remains in effect in North Carolina as a fertilizer plant burns. This started Monday night. The governor saying they're waiting for the risk of a major explosion to subside with hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate on the property. A 1 mile perimeter in place. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden puts U.S. troops in motion as tensions with Russia continue.
2,000 U.S. troops are deploying to Poland and Germany this week. 1,000 others are shifting from Germany to Romania amid ongoing tensions with Russia and a military buildup on Ukraine's border.
We do not know if Russia has made a final decision to further invade Ukraine, but it clearly has that capability.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the troop movement signaled a U.S. commitment to NATO. Russia has accused the U.S. and allies of increasing tensions. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The death of actor Michael K. Williams ruled an accident of acute drug intoxication in September by the New York City Medical Examiner has led to criminal charges anyway. A federal prosecutor announcing that four men have been charged over the distribution of fentanyl-laced heroin. A former head coach files a class action lawsuit against the NFL, accusing the league of systemic racism.
After three seasons with the Dolphins, Coach Brian Flores was suddenly fired January 10th, with top brass saying he was difficult to work with. Flores alleges billionaire owner Stephen Ross told him that he really fired him because he wouldn't tank the 2019 season in order to get the number one draft pick. Flores also claims that he twice interviewed for head coaching jobs that he was never really going to get, only to fulfill the Rooney Rule, which requires teams interview external minority candidates for head coaching vacancies. The lawsuit states, in certain critical ways, the NFL is racially segregated and is managed much like a plantation.
Fox's Phil Keating in Miami. The NFL says the lawsuit's claims are without merit. On Wall Street, a good day overall. The Dow finishes up more than 200 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.